So we have a lot of people that are very engaged that really want to see all the students achieve here.
Principal Cook stood inside the main lobby of the school building. He was waiting for students to participate in the annual Halloween parade. Cook arrived after serving as an assistant principal at school number 6. Hamlin's former principal recently left for a position in another school district. Cook says he's excited to begin his new post at one of the city's community schools.
Everything from health care to dental to we have an after-school program where what we really want to do is have all the instruction aligned from what's going on in the school day to have that aligned to after-school. But we also have a longer school day. We also are going to have Saturdays twice a month.
Cook admits there are challenges ahead, but he believes he's entered a school with a strong support system for students. He says improving student literacy will be key.
Students need to be reading and writing, at a proficient level by grade 3. So that's really our focus, is to have, extra reading teachers and really hone in on the students from K through the third grade.
We're trying to head back to the community, and I think that will be a lot more successful as a school if we're including the people around us.
Eighth grade teacher Andrew Franz says he believes his school is headed in a positive direction.
Can these kids achieve? Can they do it?
Oh, any kid can achieve anything, and I look at the smiling faces around us, especially the little guys, and you can see that our positivity is definitely running off on them.
Co-worker Barbara Fitzgerald agrees.
We've been working to change. We all have little buttons. We made a goal to increase our test scores by 20%, and we all wear little buttons here.
What's going to make that difference? How are you going to do that?
I think, as an early childhood person, I believe we have to start with the young kids. We have to make sure that they're ready to move up, and that's what we're doing. We're laying a great foundation.
Both Fitzgerald and Franz tell us they're pleased the district and their union recently reached a new contract for teachers. Fitzgerald called it a good compromise. Franz says he's finally relieved of stress and anxiety. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.